This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado veterans are reacting to today's 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. At Fort Carson in Colorado Springs, a 9/11 memorial has a piece of the fallen World Trade Center. CPR's Dan Boyce visited it.
The Fort Carson Memorial is easily accessible to the public here at the base's first gate. A mangled, rusted steel beam from the Twin Towers is displayed here, as well as dozens of names engraved in stone. Fort Carson soldiers lost in the wars after. Air Force veteran Barry Swenson came to pay his respects. He was serving on 9/11.
Ever since then, it's just been a constant, right? You just keep seeing names. They're people.
Peterson Space Force Base will host a remembrance on the anniversary for all area military service members. It is closed to the public. At Fort Carson, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
RTD's shortest light rail line shut down this morning for 10 days of maintenance. The L line serves downtown Denver and the city's Five Points neighborhood. RTD says it needs to fix one of the oldest sections of track on its entire rail system, dating back to the 1990s. Passengers can use the Route 43 bus as an alternative. Pride Fest in Grand Junction is back this weekend. The grand marshals for the event will be frontline healthcare workers to honor their work during the pandemic. There will also be live music, slam poetry, and a drag show. Last year's Pride Fest was virtual. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is 8:05.